For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97 won a ticket.
More on the debate?
Yeah, well, it's the debate about what with the Lions. We're all in agreement that things are really, really good, but are there things you still debate with your friends, with your crew, in your own head? As it pertains to the Lions, let's go to John. You're on 97 on a ticket. Hi, John.
Hey, yeah. One of the things that are bothering me is that I still see them come out of halftime very flat. So their third quarter offense seems just not to get started real quickly. And I think they have more three and outs in third quarter than any other period.
Interesting. That's just what your gut's telling you?
Yeah, I don't have any documentation.
In games,
but
John
back,
watches.
Like
that's what happens.
No, it's okay. Yeah, I didn't know if there was more three and outs in the third quarter than any other quarter. I'm just going to try. I'm trying to look back to see what they did last season in the third quarter, if I can find one of those box scores that lays it out quarter by quarter, which is, believe it or not, tougher than you might imagine. I don't know. I hadn't given that some thought, but something to pay attention to. Halftime adjustments.
Well, three and outs are no good, No matter when they happen. And they happen too often on Sunday, and yet they were able to overcome that and still win the game, get the defensive stop when they needed to get the defensive stop, and then just mash them in overtime, and it was great. How does that work out for the rest of the way? Is that a blueprint for success? Is this what the team's going to do the rest of the season? We'll see. But I'm curious as to how much we're going to see this team run. Because it was so successful in the overtime. Now, maybe that was just right time, right place. You could see that the Rams were gassed, and David Montgomery, he was the one that really crushed their soul by himself by breaking tackle after tackle, spinning out of, you know, toe holds and getting down the field and continuing to do so. And the team carrying the team on his back while he's going from the 8 to the 1. You know, these are things that you probably can't count on for an entire game, but at the right times, God, is it a lot of fun to watch.
All right, you ready?
Yes.
All right, here we go. All right, we like to find new menu items, new foods that are available, and test them out here. Well, we don't actually test them out. We just give a description, and Gator and Kang mostly decide if they would like it. And I don't like much.
You're usually a no dog.
Yeah, I am. Icebreakers Gum has introduced flavor shifters.
All right.
It's a multi-dimensional twist on gum. The gum comes in two flavors. The first is wild berry to cool mint. So when you first bite into the gum, it's wild berry.
Yeah.
The longer you chew it, it turns into cool mint. The second one is wintergreen to cool mint, which offers a double hit of the popular mint flavor. Sounds like the same damn thing. Have you ever been to something and go, is this wintergreen or is this cool mint?
Yeah, I can. You can tell the difference.
Can you?
Between like spearmint and peppermint. It's kind of like the same type of thing.
You can definitely tell that difference.
Yeah.
Okay, well, anyway, does this sound like something you'd like to try?
Yeah, I mean, I don't chew a whole lot of gum, but there are occasions you like gum. And look, they both end up with mint. And that's really what you want ultimately is to have minty fresh breath.
You, Kang?
I'm probably out on this. I just want to pick one flavor and go with it. I think they had something like this when I was a kid, too, or younger, when I was younger.
They did.
It's like Fruit Stripe or something, maybe something else.
Well,
I don't know.
Fruit Stripe was the flavor, and it was gone in 30 seconds.
Oh, okay.
I don't really like berry-flavored gum, so I would avoid that one. Maybe the mint, the spearmint, the cool mint, or whatever the hell, but probably not. Next up, Arby's has joined the pumpkin craze. They have a pumpkin pie turnover. A flaky turnover comes with sweet pumpkin pie filling and is topped with, quote, squiggles of cream cheese icing. The Arby's pumpkin pie turnover. Gator, are you going to eat that?
6 or 7, please. Of course. It's delicious. Pumpkin pie. Who doesn't love pumpkin pie? A pumpkin pie turnover? Never heard of it. And I already love it.
Can you?
Yeah, and I'm not the biggest pumpkin fan, but this I'm all in on. This sounds delicious, like the cream cheese. The, yeah. Give me two for five. What is it? What's going on? I'm in.
Make it three.
Yeah. Oh!
I am in on pumpkin flavored stuff, and I do eat at Arby's. Yeah. So
you're basic.
Yeah.
Gotcha, Taylor.
Here's an interesting one. McDonald's is teaming up with Crocs. That's right, Crocs.
I'm sorry, what's that?
McCrocs?
McDonald's is teaming up with Crocs. They're bringing another fun and flashy menu item into the mix, the Crocs Happy Meal, which will contain a miniature Croc slip-on shoe keychain. This is a Happy Meal box and 10 different miniature Croc keychains designed, each of them a McDonald's themed in some way. Gator, can you see yourself buying the McDonald's Crocs Happy Meal?
No, never. Why would I ever? I mean, first of all, I wouldn't order a Happy Meal for myself because I'm a grown ass man. Second of all, any friends of mine that have children, they're well past the age of getting Happy Meals. They're grown ass children. This makes no, and what the prize is a keychain Croc? Does a kid need keychains? If your kid's having a Happy Meal, does that kid need a keychain?
No, but their parent might.
Oh, great. Let's get the Croc keychain.
Kang?
Yeah, the keychain thing is definitely more for an adult who can drive, right? Or that doesn't make any sense. But, I mean, are you asking when I'm going to buy it ever? Yeah, I might. I have kids.
Yeah, you've got kids.
They like Happy Meals, and kids love Crocs. They do. These, they can't wear those, so... But I probably end up buying a Happy Meal.
That's a strong no for me. Next up, Gator, A&W.
Oh, root beer.
Say hello to the Captain Crunch cereal milkshake.
Yep.
This is a Captain Crunch shake. It's not just a shake. It's a nostalgic trip down memory lane. They take a signature creamy vanilla soft serve, blend it to perfection, and load it up with berrylicious bits of Captain Crunch.
Well, I'm sorry. Did you say berrylicious bits?
Yes.
Oh. So it's the crunch berries.
Yeah.
Yep. Gator, the Cap'n Crunch milkshake. Are you going
to
eat that?
I'd absolutely try it. I look forward to it. However, I'm more intrigued if it was just a regular Cap'n Crunch and not the Crunch Berries.
Oh, you didn't like the Crunch Berries?
I like the Crunch Berries just fine, but I preferred regular Cap'n Crunch.
Dude, I'll take either one. This sounds, where was this when I was growing up? It sounds delicious.
You know me, when I say if I'm going out for desserts, it's the Dairy Queen Blizzard. This might rival it. I don't know that I'll ever get it, but I wouldn't be afraid to order it.
How do you feel, Gator? Doug's going to try this and you won't?
No, I said I'm trying.
All right. You just want the regular version.
Don't try to shame me into something. Of course I'm having this. Isn't what you want?
You just think it could be better.
Yeah, I prefer just the Cap'n, but if you're gonna have, you know, with the Crunch Berries, those are good too.
Next up, Chipotle is bringing back the smoked brisket for their bowls. They announced the return of the top requested menu item available at participating restaurants in the United States and Canada made with real beef. The brisket is served with seasons of spices, including smoked serrano chili pepper, a chipotle chili pepper. And according to the company, the brisket is then hand chopped into juicy bits and finished in a savory brisket sauce made with smoky chili peppers. Gator, the chipotle brisket. Are you going to eat that?
This is going to surprise you. I'm going to say no. Ooh. And my reasoning is this. Haven't gone to Chipotle, you know, probably 50 times in my life. I've never once thought, I'd rather have brisket as opposed to the chicken or brisket as opposed to the barbacoa. That's the stuff I want. I don't love brisket to begin with. It's fine. I'd like to try brisket when I, you know, go out and somebody orders, I'll try it. And it always ends up being the same thing with me. Yeah, it's okay.
Kang?
Oh, I'm in. I love brisket. I love Chipotle. Man, I'm kind of hungry right now.
I am. I'm not going to lie.
You know. Usually you're the one who's like, oh, man, got me today.
I'm okay.
You're just okay?
Well, I got stuff from the roll bar over at the gas station away where this morning, so I'm good.
The roll bar at the gas station. Are you going to eat that? Hard no. I'm a no on the brisket.
Delicious taquito.
Come on, Doug. What if it was? Yeah, it's brisket.
Yeah. Finally, Hormel, the Minnesota-based food giant, is combining... It's Black Label bacon with General Mills Cinnamon Toast Crunch cereal to create a sweet and salty combo unlike anything you've ever seen before. It's a limited edition product with Cinnadust hand rubbed into its thick cut bacon, which is left overnight to reach optimal flavor. The Cinnamon Toast Crunch bacon from Hormel. Gator, are you going to eat that?
Okay, first I thought it was going to be the cereal with like bacon flavor. That's not it. It's just the bacon that's got the cinnamon dust. And for that reason, I'm going for it. And it sounds delicious because you've had, Kang, you know, you've had the maple.
Of course.
The maple bacon, right?
Yes.
This sounds awesome.
Yes, it sounds kind of like
sounds
that.
Sounds really great.
Yeah, version of that, like $1 million bacon or whatever, right? Yeah, I'm in. Pork belly. Yes. Cinnamon. Yes.
And I'm out. What? And there it is, another edition.
What if it was turkey?
I might consider it then.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.